Back here on Husker Radio, I'm Jack McGonigal with Carrie Crosby, an accounting and finance major with the Children and Family Services of DHHS. And first and foremost, Carrie, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you are an accounting and finance manager for the Children and Family Services, but what is your role kind of specifically? What exactly do you do for the Children and Family Services?
So one of my main roles with DHHS Children and Family Services is as the EBT coordinator. And what that means is that I am kind of in charge of handling anything to do with state EBT cards. They're processing, they're handling, making sure clients are able to use them. And then I also work with our vendor for that service.
All right. And then for the listeners that may not know, what is a SNAP EBT card?
Sure. So SNAP is a nutritional benefit program that is provided to qualified families that allows them to purchase eligible food items. EBT refers to the method the household can use the benefit with. An EBT card is something similar to a bank debit card or a credit card where you would obtain your groceries, take those items to the register, and then when it's time to check out, you would swipe that card and enter a PIN number, and that would allow you to be able to purchase those items.
And why may you think that the kind of skimming is happening so frequently in these SNAP EBT cards compared to maybe some other cards you hear about?
Sure. So right now, a lot of other cards have chip technology and some more advancements. The EBT card currently is still just a mag stripe. So it's just something that swipes through the card reader at the point of sale. And that can make it a little bit more able to be skimmed.
And then I guess a next step in the future of SNAP EBT cards, do you have any hypothesis as to what they may do to make these more secure, these SNAP EBT cards?
So on from a program level, the Federal Food and Nutrition Services, they do have some advancements they're working on for protection of EBT. Currently, what we are promoting right now is the client to take some control of the safety of their card by using the FIS EBT Edge application available on a phone or other mobile device. They can use that to register their card and use protections such as freezing the card between transactions or also blocking out-of-state transactions. We also want to encourage clients to change their PIN numbers as often as possible and not use common PINs that are easily guessed by those fraudsters.
And then one final question. In the press release we received, it says skimming occurs when devices are illegally installed on point-of-sale terminals. How would one be illegally installed compared to legally?
So there's not really a legal way to install a skimmer. There are multiple skimmer type devices. The most common that we see for EBT card skimming is what's called an overlay. It's essentially the terminal to where you swipe your credit card or enter your credit card PIN in. They have a device that looks nearly identical to the existing device. And within just a couple of seconds, while a cashier is away from a register or at a self-service register, they can adhere that overlay to the top of the existing device and start obtaining the information that way.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Carrie. That was Carrie Crosby, a accounting and finance manager with the Children and Family Services. Carrie, again, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for giving us a call.